something from J.R.R. Tolkien and something from the Bible collided on the exact same day.
Welcome to the podcast with your host, Craig T. Owens. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is coming soon. Now, here's Craig.
I've been listening to the audiobook version of Tolkien's Lord of the Rings trilogy. And by the way, the one I'm listening to is narrated by Andy Serkis. He's the one who voices Gollum in the movies, and he does voices for all the characters in this audiobook, and it is simply superb. I highly recommend it. It's been years since I read these books, and so some of the smaller details in the book have sort of slipped out of my memory. It's been really nice to have those refreshed to me as I've been re-listening to this book. So the other day, I'm listening to this part, Gandalf walks in and he finds several of the guards of the Citadel of Gondor are on the ground dead. They're dead because they've been killed by another guard of the Citadel of Gondor. And immediately, Gandalf recognizes that this is the influence, the evil influence of Sauron. Here's what Gandalf says. Work of the enemy, such deeds he loves, friend at war with friend, loyalty divided, and confusion of hearts. The same day that I listened to this portion of the audiobook, I was reading a portion of David's history before he became king in Jerusalem. He's on the run from King Saul, and so he's having to stay in a town called Ziklag. And while he's there, he returns with his men from battle and discovers that the town has been burned to the ground. All of their possessions are gone. And worst of all, their wives and their kids have been taken away as slaves. The guys fall to the ground. They collapse. They're distraught. They're upset, as you might imagine. But it becomes even worse for David because David now overhears that his men are talking about killing David. Now, I don't know about you, but I think that I probably would have responded with maybe a little bit of infighting. I would have come right back to him and say, hey, wait a minute, how is this my fault? I've led you in successful battle everywhere I've gone. Why are you blaming me for all of this? David could have really come back at them, but that would have been the infighting that the enemy loves. Instead, David did something very wise. The Bible says that he found his strength in the Lord. He went to God in prayer. And it was there while he was in prayer that God assured him that he was going to be able to pursue the enemies, overtake them, defeat them, and most importantly, be able to bring everything back that was taken, all their wives, their kids, and their possessions. Because David was strengthened and encouraged in God, then he had something to give to his guys. We have nothing to give to other people if we haven't received it ourselves. Jesus said that the singular focus, the singular tactic of the devil is to steal, kill, and destroy. One of the things he wants to steal from us is the relationships that we have, the camaraderie that we enjoy. He wants to see friend against friend. He wants to see loyalties divided and infighting going on. But what we need today is godly leaders that won't give in to that, that won't respond in the heat of the moment, but will go to God in prayer, find their strength there, get wisdom there. Because when they do, then those leaders can come back out and they can lead people in a way that brings about unity, that brings about peace, that thwarts the plans of the enemy. Would you be that kind of leader today? The next time that you feel the situation getting a little hot, the tension is rising, maybe there's a little infighting, before you respond in the heat of the moment, why don't you go to God in prayer? See what God has to say to you. Get encouragement and wisdom and insight from Him, and then bring that back out and lead us to a place of unity.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is coming soon. To pre-order, go to craigtowens.com.